I mean, I just put this on,
oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
this.
No,
just, I mean, give me a little description of your next walk.
Okay, next
yeah.
walk.
Yeah.
The next walk is scheduled for February 14th. It's Valentine's Day
mm-hmm.
in America, and it's going to be in the state of Florida. And it's from the St. Augustine,
mm-hmm.
from the top of Florida, and I'm going to start there, and it's around 300 miles, and I'm going to walk all the way down to West Palm Beach.
Okay.
And the reason I want to walk there is because West Palm Beach is where Paula, my father, we had visited many times in the summer and the winter. The lady who has the Norton Gardens there is a big supporter of the Tibetan people.
Mm-hmm.
So when in the early 60s, she was actually going to India
mm-hmm.
and met His Holiness and actually helped a lot of the monks and nuns over there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a kind of a place where we used to go every summer or every winter. And it's kind of like my father's second mother, you know, very nice lady. She's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a connection down there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of interest in Tibet there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to connect with a lot of the younger generation, the school kids
mm-hmm.
in along the whole route. And so that's why this time I have a person, his name is Todd Houston, it's in the website. He's he doesn't have one leg. And it's an amputee, and he's a Guinness World Record for the mountain climbing.
Mm.
So he's very interested. He read about these walks for Tibet, so he's interested in joining.
Mm.
So I welcome him.
Mm.
And so along the whole route, we're going to be able to talk at the universities and high schools and even middle schools. You know, they're arranging all the talks. And it's going to be around 2 weeks. I'd say we'll finish by the 26th,
mm-hmm.
February 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole idea is that I just came back from Taiwan. I believe a very global campaign
mm-hmm.
for world peace, human rights, and obviously advocating for Tibet's independence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now, you know, obviously I'm back, and I want to keep advocating, keep walking as much as I can. So right now I'm healthy. So if I'm healthy, able to do so, and if people are inviting me or are very open the doors to me to welcome me on these walks,
mm-hmm.
I'll walk anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so now February, I'm doing the walk in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully the state of Florida will definitely know more about Tibet and our country and what's happened, and also, you know, the world peace issue and the human rights issue. We're going to bring that all together
mm-hmm.
in these campaign for these walks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah, what? Mm-hmm. How many walks you did so far?
I think seventeen or 18 or something like walks and bike rides and.
Up to the 17?
At least, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, this year we just did what we did, Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
It did,
But he did walk in Taiwan? Yes, he did.
He
right?
did, we visited Taiwan in 1998
mm-hmm.
and did a, we traveled in certain areas,
mm-hmm.
More of, my father gave speeches
mm-hmm.
and he had a lot of conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So every big city he went to
mm-hmm.
and big gatherings, he did this.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually when I visited Taiwan this time, a lot of the people
mm.
who we met before, my father's friends, I reconnected with them. And they were there at the start of the walk, December 10th. And they talked very strongly, very good about the Tibet issue, how my father came to Taiwan originally
mm.
and tried to advocate for Tibet, to you know, to really get support for Tibet.
Mm.
And also one Taiwanese individual came. He feels like he has like a kind of a responsibility, you know, to continue to support Tibet. And then he was really happy when he heard about the Walk for Tibet in Taiwan. And so he walked with me all the way from Taipei all the way to Kaohsiung. So it was really good. Not only Taiwanese people walk with me, American from here, one Bloomington man, he read about the article in the newspaper. So 1 week after, he just decided he's going to come. He bought his ticket, and he says he's going to come. So he's a local person, and it was a very good experience for him. He learned a lot, and he really supports Tibet. He in 2 weeks, he found out so much about Tibet and Tibet issue. So he said it's an unforgettable experience. And then in Tibetans in Taiwan, I walk with Tibetans in Taiwan.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Yeah. You know, there's at least 10, 12, 13 people
who came
together daily basis.
Daily basis, exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is that these heads of these organizations, like the Tibetan Women's Association, Tibetan Association Taiwan, you know, and the RTYC, we brought all these organizations together to be part of this walk, you see? And, you know, my father always said that he always hopes that all Tibetan NGOs, all organizations can work together on projects. That's very important. If we need to do something for our country, we need to all work together. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of something that is a good example that we can do it all together. And we did it. I believe it was a very meaningful walk. Mm-hmm. Being in Taiwan, right next to China, mm-hmm. and also advocating and, you know, especially shown in a democratic, you know, kind of a free country like Taiwan, you can do these things, you know, and be a big voice. So it was...
Is there any negative reactions?
No negative reactions at all. No negative reactions at all. Everywhere we went, people were, you know, in Chinese they say jiao, jiao means like keep going, you know,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then everywhere they said jiao jiao, and the response from the Walk for Tibet was very strong, from young people to middle-aged people to older people. We had even older people join us even on the walk. They came for 1 hour, 2 hours. It was really nice, you know, and always media there and people.
How many articles did you say? 53?
They say like 53, I heard. There was 53 things that was out in you know, the main ones, you know, Taipei and Liberty Times. Always every day there was in these Chinese newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. And our message, you know, our goal was to send a strong message, and hopefully Tibetans in Tibet knows about what we're doing. And this is something, it's not a walk for Jigme Noble, not a walk for us, it's a walk for the cause. You know, we always have to remember that. And it showed, we all worked together, Taiwanese, Tibetan people, and I believe it was very meaningful. So they're very happy, and they're actually, you know, wanting this to happen again in Taiwan, you know, so.
So since your father passed away, you took this walk more seriously, I guess.
Yes.
So is there any kind of more satisfaction or more kind of what is your emotions?
No, just
between you and your dad.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, you know, my father, his whole life he advocated for Tibet's independence.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really fortunate. A few times I was with him on walks, so I believe and I support the independence path.
Mm.
And I could see that what he stood for was 100% guaranteed of something for self-satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, for the Tibetan people,
mm.
And it shows. And so from the seed that's been planted by not only my father but other Tibetans, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, we need to follow this path, and I think, you know, along that path we need to bring in the world peace, human rights issue,
mm-hmm.
Taiwanese issue,
mm-hmm.
and obviously Tibet issue, but our main goal is for the independence for Tibet. And then and like I said, you know, I'm merely my hands and feet of my father, you know, of doing this, and if I'm able to physically do this, you know, my dad's wishes that he wishes these walks can happen every month. That's what his wish is. So I'm just trying to do this as much as I can right now, and hopefully This will touch not only the people all over the world, but the Tibetans themselves. And we need to, you know, keep the Tibetans together. That's really important. And that's what in Taiwan, that I was very happy that the Tibetans that did participate, that showed up and support us, I was very happy, you know?
Yeah, the reason why the question come up is that since I post some articles on walk, the people comments, Tibetan comments on writing comments on the stories, and the most of those comments, how they look is that the Tasarambuchi here, now Jimin over here, so they look always those relationships, so also how you say inherited works to be, you know, continuing those kind of things.
Right. So I really feel like there's a purpose my father was doing all these walks. Okay, there's everything, the way it's set up, that time period. See, that time period, my father didn't have, you didn't have cell phones, you didn't have the Facebook, internet, you know, so quick, you know. So now with technology, even though before, I remember in early 90s when he was walking, you have to call reporter comms and writes a report, you know, and then it takes 1 week later, next 3 days, you see newspaper article. Now immediately people come, they hear about, take picture, they upload it on the internet, the world sees what's happening, right? But, and then it was strictly on the Tibet issue, Tibet, 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 which is great. But along Tibet comes human rights, right? And then obviously we want world peace, we want all the fighting to stop, the, you know, the tortures and the brutalities to stop, so we want to bring world peace. And not just with Tibetan people, with the Chinese people as well. So everything has a way of working out that, you know, the way things are opening up, and I'm really happy that he's showing the path for me, really, because I never thought I was going to be going to Taiwan to walk. I was very determined. For some reason, in December, I have to go to Taiwan, and I'm very happy the result. And so now I feel, you know, very encouraged, and I feel like, you know, definitely, you know, we're on, you know, I've been on the right path, but, you know, I want to continue these, you know, these walks.
So, yeah, there's no question about your dad's legacy.
Right.
On how he fought on the Tibet independence.
Right.
Now, that is the one issue. Now you're doing the same thing. That part. Another part is China's very powerful now. And they maybe let go Taiwan, you know,
right.
But they do not want to let go Tibet.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So how you see the future?
Right.
In terms of your how you say your advocate or struggle or fighting for the independence? Mm-hmm. How you see the result in the future?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like being in Taiwan and trying to be the positive influence, you know, in Taiwan, and get to the support. I think it's advocating not to the the younger generation is very important, you know, to give them the correct information, to get the support system. But the walks for Tibet and advocating what we're doing is, I mean, anything's possible. That I feel very positive, because who would ever think that Aung San Suu Kyi would be released from Burma? You know, she got released, and everybody advocated for her release. You know, a lot of NGOs, okay? So finally she stood for democracy 100%. Now, I'm very happy with that. Now, obviously, the jailed Nobel Peace Prize Chinese person who first stood for democracy, what's his name, Li Xiaobo, and I was very supportive, you know, that, you know, he should, you know that he should receive the Nobel Peace Prize, he should be released, he stood for democracy. And I think that even, you know, Taiwanese people, they believe the same thing, you know, they all, everybody that believes that, you know, a country like China that, you know, would imprison someone like that, is eventually this news, it brings out, we need to bring the news out. A lot of these people, there are many other people that they keep in prison, and no news, you see? So we keep advocating, then we get the release, get the support, and I think that's, we need to continue doing that.
Is there any Taiwanese government pressures while you're there, such
no,
as immigration?
No, not at all, not at all. Not at all. I mean, it was a world peace walk. It was for Tibet and for human rights, And I think that, I think it was a global campaign that, and everybody's watching Taiwan, you see, how they're going to react, and it showed very clear that Taiwan stood up for democracy, and are very supportive of us, and we need more countries to do that, to follow in those footsteps and stuff.
So, you say, you just told me that you will walk as normal, physically capable, right?
Yes.
So, now what is your future, what's the plans or visions in terms of undertaking this walk?
Well, I want to try doing as many walks, you know, possible. I want to definitely get a very strong support system, a network, and I want to make sure that, you know, wherever I'm at, the countries where I'm at, I like to globally go now, you know, around the world, and I see that when people's minds are opened up, they're more accepting, and they're more welcoming too. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to get our first foot in the door, and that's what we're doing. We're there. We're globally campaigning together with everyone. You know, it's just not Tibetan. It's everyone. You know, and I want to just keep continuing doing this.
Such as in Asia or
in Asia, Europe. Yes, Europe.
Maybe not Africa.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. Why not? Why not Africa? We have two of the great leaders there.
Okay.
Desmond Tutu, Archbishop, is a big supporter of His Holiness. We have Nelson Mandela, that stood up for exactly for democracy. These are great leaders. These are leaders that, you know, we should be part of. We should not just ignore, you know, in Africa nation, just they're in the same situation. There are many little countries there, too, that are under dictatorship.
Denzin Jamil walked with you in Taiwan, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so any other Tibetans coming with you during the Florida walk?
Florida walk right now, I haven't announced it yet, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then, you know, I just came back from Taiwan, you know? So, I don't know if Denzin Jamil will come. But maybe there'll be a Tibetan or anybody, I welcome anybody, but I know two people are walking with me. Is this Todd Houston, American, and there's a lady who's gonna be a, she's gonna try walking and speaking. So anybody.
How do you write his name?
Oh, I have a website. You can look everything.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
Okay.
I give you a website.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanna. Yeah.
Okay. So that's all. I think
yeah.
that the story. I got the story. So.
Yeah.
And,